no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home.
We're sorry, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
No criminals around here. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We are here to bring you the latest real estate news, money-saving tips, home-buying facts, along with community reports and event information. Reach counselors say there's no better time to become a homeowner than right now. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let them know you're ready to start the home ownership journey. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their brand new inventory of South Florida properties. We'll talk a little bit about that later. We do have a whole bunch of new properties that you can take a look at. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Or you may check out our website at www.reach4housing.org. That's Reach, the number 4housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Jeff Sattler checks in from Pay Forward America. He's doing something extra special for our military men and women. This is really good. You want to stay tuned for this. Then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and industry information. After the news, Donna Bryan checks in. She's the public relations director over at the Safety Council of Palm Beach County. She has some interesting facts that may save you and your children's lives. Just facts, ma'am. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. We'll show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment features resident pest control freak Carlton Thompson. He's here with some good news about South Florida homeowners' properties. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. As promised, South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. And now Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir.
You bet.
Here's what's going on. More South Floridians say they're likely to buy a home in the next year. This according to two new surveys, one by TD Bank and one by Zillow. CoreLogic released new analyses for the fourth quarter of 2014, and it shows that 1.2 million U.S. borrowers regained equity in 2014. Nationwide, that means about 89% of all homeowners now are above water on their mortgages. Affordable housing will not take a hit to boost funding for the environment. This under a change from the Senate's approach to the meeting the demands of Amendment 1. We'll have details on that story, which we brought to you last week. And millennials, people aged 34 and younger, want to buy homes. Just not right now. We'll give you the details. And we also have the applicable dumb criminal story. And we have a story about a man whose home has been pelted with eggs 217 times in 1 year.
Wow, what an omelet.
Those stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour.
You bet. When we return, Jeff Sattler joins us from Pay Forward America. You might say he's a vet on a mission. And since March is Women's History Month, did you know that the medical syringe was invented by Letitia Greer in 1899?
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing at reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing at reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home.
or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Okay, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. I have a little message for you here. If you're tired of paying rent, or you just want to lower your monthly payments, then you should know about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop. The next workshop is tomorrow, March 22nd, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, don't worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is Sunday, April the 19th. Folks, these classes fill up awfully fast, and we say it's a good thing to pre-register. Get your name on the list, because if you don't, you'll be standing in the back of the room instead of sitting in a nice, comfortable seat. You know, if you can't wait that long, then the next Miami Kindle class is April 12th. The registration starts at 12:30. Class starts at 1 p.m. If you didn't pre-register, don't sweat it. You can pay at the door. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages and all that good stuff. For directions and additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at Reach right now, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. The first-time homebuyer workshop is a mandatory course if you want to qualify for government assistance. And just to let you know, HUD defines a first-time homebuyer as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So if you owned a home before and a three-year gap went by, the HUD people consider you a first-time homebuyer. So you want to check out that and get a hold of Reach, and they will point you in the right direction.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Joining us today in studio is President and CEO of Pay Forward America. As a disabled veteran, Jeffrey Sattler's mission supports and appreciates our men and women who sacrifice so much for our freedom. His nonprofit fundraising efforts utilize military appreciation cards for our past and present heroes. Jeffrey Sattler, welcome to the Reach Radio Show. It's an honor to have you on the show with us
today.
Great
to be here. Thanks, Alan.
I know you do some amazing things for our vets. Give us a little background about how that started.
Well, I'm a disabled vet myself, and I also just have a really big appreciation for what our guys do and women, and trying to figure out how to help them as best as possible and help the average American be patriots and show their patriotism.
Well, with all the events that have happened to us and everything that's going on in the news right now, it's kind of hard not to be a little patriotic and at least care about our vets. And it sounds like you found a pretty neat way of doing that.
Yeah, it's a great idea to try and help everybody. What we're doing is doing JROTC programs, which is out of our high schools, and we're helping them fundraise as well as helping the businesses get involved. The JROTC people are raising funds, and we are helping them to sponsor military charities. Our spring fundraiser is going to be for Purple Hearts Foundation of Florida.
So if we wanted to take a look at these cards, where would we go? You have a website here, right?
Yes, payforwardamerica.com.
Yeah, that's payforwardamerica.com. You could also call Jeff at his number. It's 561-886-8062. He'll be more than happy to explain to you what he's doing there. Folks, he has a set of
military appreciation cards.
Yeah, there's no other name that you can call
patriotic
it.
Patriotic themed, yeah.
Right. They're beautiful cards. You can check them out at the website. And what you do is, well, you fundraise with these cards. Explain a little bit how that works.
Well, we're going into the high school's JROTC programs, and we're also getting corporations involved as well. But we're selling wholesale cost cards to the programs. They're reselling them and raising money. What we're also doing is we're taking disabled vets and employing them. We're a certified disabled vet small business. Then we're taking special needs, and we're letting them not only pack, ship, they're labeling, they're all self-addressed envelopes, so it makes it very easy for the kids and the adults to go ahead and send the cards out.
Right. But actually, when I was a Cub Scout back in the day, we did that too. They brought us cards and we'd sell them. We'd get points and things. Is that similar to what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, every high school kid now has to do community service hours. So we're actually offering on the fundraising, being that it's for nonprofits and supporting nonprofits, the kids get to have community service hours involved in that. They're doing it to raise money for their own clubs, and it's just they're helping employ disabled vets, special needs. Part of the special needs is they do job training at the high schools.
Right.
My son is actually involved in that. He's also helped me to inspire to do this company and George Washington is a big one that helped me inspire the company.
I have a George Washington quote here. I think I got this off your website, but I know it's been around. George Washington, the willingness which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional as to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their nation. What a poignant statement. If we don't take care of those who take care of us, they won't take care of us anymore, right?
That's correct.
I mean, that's pretty simple. That's what inspired you, and you said your son inspired you?
Yeah, he's loves to work, wants to contribute to society.
And now, wait a minute. How old is your son?
21.
All right. You
know, it's like time for him to work. He needs to get out there, you know? Pay taxes just like I do.
Does he have a T-shirt that says, I still live at home with my parents?
No, we took that off of him. We're trying to get him out as fast as possible.
Yeah, he's listening, right?
He is listening.
There's a hint for you right there.
And he's working hard.
So now you have like a whole factory full of people and things? I mean, how are you getting all your cards done and everything? Who does those?
Well, we're printing in the U.S. Everything done is in the U.S. Good. You know, that's part of being a patriot, I think. Right. Keep it in the U.S. We're employing U.S. citizens, special needs, disabled vets, and you know, we want to keep everything in America.
Well, absolutely. And when the cards get put together by the kids, you hand them a pack of cards. They address them, and then they send them out.
They're actually pre-addressed. The special needs are doing all that, but we want to make it easy for the American people to be able to send the cards. No stress. Just fill out signature or let them know something patriotic that they appreciate what's being done for them.
Right.
Their families are signing it. They're small kids putting stories in there, drawing pictures. It's just a phenomenal thing.
And as a vet yourself in the military, how do they feel about receiving these cards?
Well, imagine if you've ever felt good about getting a card from somebody, especially somebody you don't even know. Can you imagine getting a card from an American that you'll never ever meet, just appreciating what you've done? Part of what we're doing, you know, the fundraisers in the past have been candy, candles. There's really no good emotional feeling to that. So we've created to where not only is there a worthy cause on the fundraising, but you're able to do it for other people. Mm-hmm. It helps your own organization. It helps support your military. It helps the average American really become a patriot in an easy way. And the cards are getting to the right people.
And I imagine there's a lesson built into that for the young kids today so that they can see what not only what to look forward to, but how to deal with the circumstances in the future.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic. Now, you also help out charities. You're a charity helping charities.
That is correct. Part of what we do, we give back to the charity. So our spring fundraiser is going to be Purple Hearts recipients of Florida. There's approximately 4,000 Purple Heart recipients. So not only are they going to get the cards to the right recipients of the Purple Heart, they're going to also receive money from us as a company. We sponsor about 8 different charities throughout Florida.
Yeah, I see that you work with the American Legion, the Fisher House. Those are good folks. You also have the Forgotten Soldier Outreach. So and then here's your Military Purple Heart folks. You're a pretty good charity on top of being a fundraiser.
We try to be, and we really want to keep the monies local because, you know, that's what you see. If it's local, it has more of an impact in your own backyard. We don't want to get lost in the administrative of national organizations.
And that happens all the time. So it's so smart of you to keep it local. And we have to take a little break here. Let me give out your website one more time so folks can go take a look at these beautiful cards. It's payforwardamerica.com. And if you have any problems getting there, call Jeffrey up, and he'll let you he'll help you out there. 561-886-8026, and that will be the way to get a hold of him. When we return, Jeffy Sattler will tell us how you can get involved. And here's another Women's History Month factoid. 57% of all college students in the U.S. today are, you guessed it, women.
Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We're speaking with the president and CEO of Pay Forward America. As a disabled veteran himself, Jeffrey Sattler supports and appreciates our men and women who sacrifice so much for our freedom. He specializes in military appreciation cards for the past and present heroes. And you know they're coming around. Jeff, thanks for hanging through the break there.
Glad to be here.
So we discussed how you got started and what you do, but now I want to talk a little bit about how you help fundraising. So you actually, you talked about going into the schools. Can anybody get involved in this program, or is it just schools?
Absolutely anybody. We want to specialize in the schools. There are just dozens of clubs, whether you're from the football team to the National Honor Society to JROTCs. So 30 million kids across the United States raising money for their schools.
Yeah, and that makes kids feel a little bit better about themselves. And it's not just themselves, it's the community that they live in. They just feel better about everything when they know they're helping somebody out. I think it's human nature. People just love to help. And you have a program designed to do that. That's
absolutely
fantastic. Again, folks, if you want to take a look at these cards, they're beautiful cards on the website. It's payforwardamerica.com, payforwardamerica.com. And you can take a look at these beautiful cards and possibly get together with one of your groups, a lot of the women's groups. Talk about the Elks, the Moose, and the Lions and all that. They can all help, right? This is
a
mission for
We've
everyone.
We've got church organizations involved to Elks, as you mentioned. American Legions is involved. They're working with the Cub Scouts. We're working with the Cub Scouts.
What do you have planned for the future? I mean, I know you got this program up and running, but everyone seems to look forward to the future. What do you have coming up on the horizon?
Well, we're doing the next fundraiser we're doing. We're going after corporations to help sponsor a local high school in their area. If we can raise $1,000 for each high school, there are 10 high schools just in Palm Beach County alone that have the ROTC programs amongst all the others. But if we can help raise $1,000 for each school, they're going to raise over $20,000 to help their own personal organization. Every Purple Heart recipient in the state of Florida will receive a card of appreciation for their service and sacrifice.
Fantastic.
And, you know, I was really surprised that approximately 95% of the people in the United States do not know what the Purple Heart represents.
Yeah, 95%?
Yeah, very, very shocking.
Well, do us a favor, will you? Educate us.
Well, the Purple Heart's a military decoration awarded in the name of the president for those wounded or killed in combat while serving in the U.S. military.
What a sacrifice that is for anyone to go do. And I think the program that you have says thanks in a special kind of a way to the vets that are sitting in a foxhole somewhere overseas.
Well, they go overseas, but and we work with Forgotten Soldier Outreach on that goes overseas. They're really keeping the overseas people pretty confidential.
Right.
They don't want people knowing addresses and phone numbers. So same with the Purple Heart recipients, American Legions. There's over a million American Legion people in South Florida. VFW is another big one, Veterans of Foreign War. So we're working with the post to get them out to the veterans. 22.5 million veterans, 1.5 million serving active duty.
And how does the American Legion accept this program?
Well, we're working with them on getting the post's addresses, and not only that, we're helping that the post will be able to sign up their recipients. And you know, we don't want to give last names away, we don't want to give days away, but we don't want to give the year. But if an American Legion wants to post their first name, last initial, year and month of day and month of birthday,
right,
we're going to have an average person want to send them a card. So and they'll be able to look that up on the website. We're trying to start a program, which is very cool, is we're going to have an alphanumeric number on the back of each card. And that's going to allow the sender and the receiver to have a specific address, number, code.
Communication
so
point.
That they can do a two-way communication. The person receiving the card can thank that person back in a private chat room. And if they want to move on to social media after that and become public, then they're allowed to do that.
All right, so let me make sure I'm clear on this. This is a service that you offer on your website. So if they have the number on the card, if both parties have it, they communicate.
Correct. Well, you're talking about what's going to happen in the future. That is something that we're working on.
Right,
it's
right.
Quite a great feat.
Hey, that's a fantastic idea. That's better. That's like the old pen pal thing, right? Back in the old days when you had to actually write it out and put a stamp on the envelope and walk to a box and put it in, right?
Seems like a lot of work.
It is. Well, that's all right. He's got it handled.
They receive it much quicker, though. They used to call the military mail now is called snail mail.
Isn't that the truth? All right, let's give out the website one more time. You want to go take a look at these cards, folks. They are absolutely gorgeous. I have seen them, had my hands on them. They're nice quality cards. It's not something like on 20-pound paper. These are nice cards. It's payforwardamerica.com, and the number for Jeffrey is 561-886-8062. If you would like to do a little fundraising for your group, give him a call. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Donna Bryan has some life-saving information for you and your children. And they have a special car seat program that you might want to find out about. Coming up after that, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week. This week's edition is a single-family home, and it's brand new, so you want to stay tuned for that. Then our house segment shares some good lawn news with South Florida homeowners. Carlton Thompson is on deck. And Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae could be receiving yet another bailout. We're going to talk about that right after the news. Speaking of that, it's time for the news. Live from the Electronic Palace with more than a golden toothpick and a bowl of hot mustard, it's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Right, thank you, Doctor. More South Floridians say that they're likely to buy a home in the next year, according to two new surveys. In a survey by TD Bank, more than a quarter of those polled in Broward, Palm Beach, and Miami-Dade counties who bought a house in the last 10 years say they're ready to shop again. 28% of the respondents surveyed between January 26 and February 3rd said they are very or extremely likely to purchase a home in the next year or so. That's compared with only 9% in 2014 and 11% in 2013. A separate survey from Zillow found that South Florida renters are gaining confidence in the housing market. More than 161,000 renters in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties say they plan to buy next year. The poll shows that South Florida's housing market continues to improve after it was once one of the hardest-hit areas in the entire nation. CoreLogic released new analyses for the fourth quarter of 2014, and it showed that 1.2 million U.S. borrowers regained equity in 2014. Nationwide, that means 89% of all owners with a mortgage now live in a home that's worth more than what they owe on it. Florida ranks second in the number of underwater homes with 1 in 4 owners with a mortgage. That's 23.9%. Only Nevada had more owners underwater. Third place, Arizona. In a closer look, though, at metro areas, only one Florida city made the top five, but it came in at the number one spot. That was Tampa-St. Petersburg. Renting a home with an option to buy is a growing trend across the United States. The recession left many foreclosed houses vacant and distressed, but it also left many former homeowners and would-be buyers saddled with bad credit and unable to qualify for a conventional mortgage. For prospective homeowners, rent-to-own deals give them a place to live while they're rebuilding their credit and saving money for a down payment. It's a win for the landlord, too, because someone takes over basic home maintenance, plus the residence generates a monthly income, and there's a buyer, of course, waiting to buy your place when you're ready to sell. Affordable housing programs will not be used to boost funding for the environment under a change to the Senate's approach to meeting the demands of Amendment 1. The Senate Appropriations Committee unanimously removed a controversial reduction in money for housing programs that had been included in a series of bills revamping the trust fund to handle the voter-approved initiative that requires money be set aside for land and water conservation. The change restores the current percentage of money that goes into a trust for affordable housing from real estate taxes, known as documentary stamps. The Senate trust fund approach continues to include a number of differences from the House's plan, though, for dealing with the trust fund. The largest remaining difference is the Senate proposal would lead to a more than $100 million reduction in documentary stamp money for transportation. Millennials, you know, those people 34 and younger, they want to buy a home, just apparently not right now. Instead of millennials, Palm Beach County realtors are saying that buyers are people who are looking for more space and retirees who are downsizing. Here in Florida, the home ownership rate for people 25 to 34 was 32% in 2013. Palm Beach County had a rate of 37%, according to the Census Bureau. But millennials do want to buy. A 2014 generational survey by the National Association of Realtors said that 39% of millennials who bought a home said they did so because they wanted to own a place of their own, and was not because of a job relocation or the birth of a child. Police say if you're going to call 911, you'd better have a damn good reason. A 34-year-old man in Tampa did not have a damn good reason for calling 911 80 times last Sunday. Jarvis Sutton kept 911 operators busy by blitzing them with calls all day long. When the Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies finally showed up at Sutton's house, he was honest about his demands. The defendant admitted to calling 911 87 times because he wanted Kool-Aid, burgers, and some weed to be delivered to his house. This is according to the Tampa Bay Times. Well, instead of the delicious snacks, the officers gave Sutton a pair of handcuffs, and they took him to jail on charges of misusing the 911 system. En route to jail, he started chewing the foam behind the seat cushion in the squad car. He must have been hungry. And finally, an 85-year-old man says his suburban Cleveland home has been pelted with eggs several times a week for the last year, and police have not been able to crack the unusual case, despite stakeouts, questioning neighbors, installing surveillance cameras, and even testing the eggshells as evidence. The homeowner and the local police suspect the eggs are launched from a block or two away. Albert Clement Sr., who is responsible for the phenomenal, said that whoever is responsible for this phenomenal accuracy is pretty impressive. He says he used to clean up each time, but he quit because it happens so often. His insurers won't settle a claim until police catch the vandals, so Clemens is waiting until then to make repairs. Police have spent hundreds of hours on the investigation, but their involvement does not seem to be a deterrent. In fact, one egg hit an officer in the foot as he was at the house investigating the complaint.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And that, my friends, is the news.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Our next guest is the Public Relations Director for the Safety Council of Palm Beach County. They are a non-governmental, non-profit public service organization dedicated to safety. They have been servicing Palm Beach County and all of South Florida since 1967. Donna Bryan, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Oh, we're glad to have you here, especially if you're all about safety.
We are, all day long.
You guys work for, not free, but I mean, you don't take any government money. That's good.
No, yes, we put the money, a nonprofit puts the money back into the community, but everything that we do price really reasonably. Mm-hmm. And we do a variety of things. We're small staff internally, but if you think of us, we're just traffic safety, workplace safety, and community safety. And our website is set up like that, and that really categorizes what we do very nicely into three areas.
Is your website safe to use?
Is it what? Safety? Very safe, very safe. You might get your finger caught on the keyboard while you're typing it in, but that's about it.
Yes, but which key? Okay, now let's take a look at what you do. You do a lot of vehicle safety. You do those little classes, right?
We do. One of the biggest things we do is we teach the kids who take driver's education in the schools. We give them behind-the-wheel driving lessons, 6 hours of lessons in a dual-braked vehicle with a state-certified instructor. So.
Yeah.
It really helps the parents out because they listen to the instructors better than they do the parents.
Isn't that – why is that? You'd third party, I guess.
Everybody has more credibility than the parents at a certain age.
I think you're right. So not only do you do the safety thing, and let's get into the car seat just for – I won't spend a lot of time
sure.
on it, but you have a car seat program. That's what really attracted me about you. I mean, you, car seats are expensive.
Yes, they can be very expensive. And we have a program where we provide them for $25. But the best part of the program is we have a trained technician on staff. And that tech has to go to school for 4 days. I learned it many years ago, but since then there's been so many changes. So they go to school for 4 days because there's so many different safety belt systems in the vehicles on the road. That's why it takes them so long to learn how to properly install them. So right. Really, I mean, the best thing we tell parents, if they can just, you know, come to the safety council and we help you install it for you, and so that it's in there tightly so it doesn't move from side to side, for instance. Mm-hmm. And basically, if you can leave it in that car, that's the best thing you can do, because having it in properly, you don't want to have to do it over and over. It's a very sweat-inducing type of activity, right. If you remember. Right. It can be very difficult to get it in tightly.
Actually, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Back then. When, that's right. When did the car seat start coming into law?
We've had the program since 1988, and before that, I didn't have kids, so I wasn't really paying attention to
exactly,
it. But,
yeah.
But you know, there's been so many changes, and the newest change in the law is beginning January 1st of this year, so it's kind of hot off the press, so to speak. And children who are through the age 4 and 5, they have to be in a child seat or booster seat.
Right.
Previously, it was just they could be in a safety belt, but now they found they have to be in the booster seat. And the science behind it is so that they're raised higher on the seat so that the lap belt's not going over, you know, their soft tissue,
right.
Stomach area can be very dangerous. So it raises them up. But now you can get a ticket if they're not in a booster seat. And, you know, we're trying to get the word out. And really, you know, parents need to know this, because if you do a casual eye survey, you will find that there are so many children not secured properly, not secured at all. And in fact, that's the reason car crashes are the number one cause of death for kids like 4 through 14.
I'm looking at the stat. More than 1,400 deaths and nearly 300,000 severe injuries every year.
Right. Well, you'll see a lot of loose toddlers, you know, not even restrained with safety belts. So, you know, that's the reason. I mean, it really needs to be done, and, you know, parents need to do this. It's one of the most important things you can do.
Right, and they're getting really creative with the car seats. I have a friend of mine who just had a little baby, and the carrier is also a stroller, a car seat, and I think a minibar.
Yeah, and it comes and cleans your house at first. But my niece had that, and I did see that in action. But
Those are
when they're really little,
nice.
That's a good thing. Yes,
sure. And if it cuts down, I mean, they say car seats reduce injury and death 71% of the time, and the key factor there is when used correctly.
Right, and over 95% are usually installed incorrectly, so that gives you an idea. But we do have a lot of wonderful, besides the safety council, we do mm-hmm. this on Fridays currently by appointment. Besides the safety council, a lot of the local fire stations also have the technicians, the Safe Kids Coalition, so there's a wealth of people helping with child safety seats, so it's good for your listeners to know.
Yeah, well, let's give out your website, and then they can go there and take a look, and then they'll be educated as well.
It's sure.
www.safetycouncilpbc.org, or you may call them at 1-800-640-2415. That's 1-800-640-2415, and take a look at all the programs and everything they have there. What is the that's the baby in back.
Yeah, no, that's an idea we had about 4 or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What a great idea, because, you know, they put them in the front seat. What good does that do? I mean,
well, basically, the idea of baby in back is to prevent what's called hyperthermia. And there's been over 600 kids since they started tracking this, which has been about since 1998. Over 600 kids have died in the back seat due to the heat. And there's lots of reasons for that. So we had this concept where we formulated a little reminder bracelet that they wear only when they're transporting the child. And I'll be honest with you, our director at first was skeptical. You know, people aren't going to want to put this bracelet on. It's like another thing to remember. And I said, you know, let's try it. We have some funding from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, and we are getting ready to do another printing this year. And I think it'll be our fourth or fifth printing. We've distributed over 50,000 of them in our county and to so many organizations that reach families and children is mm-hmm. how we've done it. You know, as well as individuals can come anytime to the Safety Council and get one of these little things for free. It's a silicone bracelet similar to the Lance Armstrong bracelet. bracelet.
Ah, yeah. Now, that doesn't shock you when you get like 30 feet away from the car and you don't have the baby with you. Bzz, it goes off.
No, but I'll tell you the stories I've learned doing this. It's amazing. It's happened to every type of occupation. You know, doctors, even pediatrician, has had that happen where they accidentally leave the child in the back seat. The child dies of the heat. The reason is, you know, many reasons for it, but we're not able to multitask when we're doing a simple motor skill like driving. The other reason is a lot of times the custody changes where mom usually takes the child to daycare and that day dad gets the job. Happened a while back to a gentleman in Boca Raton, and he, you know, took the child to his office, forgot the whole day, and the child had perished. And also the child's core heats up more rapidly is another reason. Right. So it's a thing we're really passionate about. And our first sponsor of the program was David Gladhorn, and he does not have children himself. And he said, you know, if we save one child with this program, sure, we'll never know it, but it'll be worth it. Excellent. And I thought, boy, he really hit the nail on the head for not even, you know, having kids himself. He totally got
It's hard to believe that you could actually just, I guess when you get tied up in your day and things are going on and you're trying to think about, you know, what's coming up, and you close the door and you walk to the office and you're worried about, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to say? And the baby's in the car.
Yeah. And it just happened recently again where the mom thought the dad got all three kids. They got two kids in the house and the third kid wasn't in the house and they realized it. So
I hope that if any program would ever work, that would be one to work. I mean, not only is it just devastating for the child and but the family. I mean, what kind of a guilt trip do you have hanging on your head?
Right, wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's you do some back to school safety tips too.
Yeah, we try and offer tips on all kinds of things all year long. Halloween safety, for instance, Christmas. One of the programs that we really push during the holidays is the Traffic Safety Committee program. Actually, it's called Mobile Eyes, and that's one where we give a $100 reward to citizens who help apprehend an impaired driver. And that's a great program because when people give money to that program, it goes solely to the awards. So last year, for instance, we gave out 28, I'm saying awards, I should be saying rewards.
Rewards.
28 exactly. rewards to, so it was $2,800 to people, various people who helped, you know, they reported an impaired driver. So what people should do is they call 911 and they say, please code this as a mobilized call. Say that so the person on the other end does the right thing, because that form has to be filled out and sent to our safety council for the program to work properly.
That's so politically correctly put. For me, I would say call this number, get the idiots off the road.
That
would take care of that.
Yeah, well, you know, some people have an objection to it and they're like, well, we're kind of ratting on people, we don't like this. And my response to that is, you know, many of us enjoy a glass of wine with dinner, maybe two glasses of wine. There's people who are like so inebriated, so high on the BAC level. That's who we're getting off the road with this program, this person who is severely impaired. So I feel strongly that it's a good program, even though, you know, it has a little tattletale aura about it.
Well, it's all in the name of safety and the children. So that's what makes that work. So let's give out your website one more time. www.safetycouncilpbc.org. The PBC obviously standing for Palm Beach County, or you may call it 1-800-640-2415. We appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. And there we go. It's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000, the easiest number in the world, 561-351-8000. Now, this property is a single-family home, and it's located at 7164 Sportsman's Drive in North Lauderdale. Zip code 33068. Tell you about that in a second. This single-family home is located in the city of North Lauderdale, and it has two bedrooms and two full baths, approximately 1,218 square feet of fun and living area. And the property is nearby schools, grocery stores, and fast food restaurants, all within walking distance. This is an FHA conventional financing, and of course, cash would get the job done. Put your name on the deed, indeed. REACH counselors tell us that there are generous income limits on this property, making it much easier to qualify for. Now, I gave you that zip code earlier. That's because Google Maps loves the zip code. If you check out the location on Google Maps, it is 7164 Sportsman's Drive, North Lauderdale. And if you put that zip code in there, 33068, then Google will love you for it. That would be this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat, Tracy, and Associates. Her phone number again, 561-351-8000. Give her a call right now. She's standing by the phone, probably out looking at some properties and trying to get some new properties for everybody involved. All right, we'd like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. Hat tip once again to the AmeriShriners. This is a couple of weeks in a row, but we're doing that because they are making ready for the Shriners Circus, and that's coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Amera Temple in Palm Beach Gardens. Hey, want some free tickets? Call the Shriners right now, 561-627-2100. I'll give you that again, 561-627-2100. Tell Thea that you're calling for the free tickets for the Shriners Circus April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And I'll bet you she gives you some. How about that? And we'd also give a special Stetson hat tip to Jack Tracy. He's learning how to parallel park a train, so he's going to be busy for a while. Good luck with that, and get well, brother. We certainly appreciate that. It's time to get into our house. This week's show, this week's segment, it's almost a show, is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing agency. Joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak with some good news about South Florida lawn homeowners. Carlton, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Mr. Magoo?
Yeah, well, we're living in the fast lane down here in South Florida. I feel like a guy going 10 miles an hour on 95.
We rock it pretty good. We get a little more speed here.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so what we want to talk about today is that nasty brown spot on your lawn, I believe, caused by the ever-popular chinch bug. Dog. Yeah. Steve says dog. That's right.
Well, that would be the female dog that's going to do that to you.
Well, it is. This is National Women's History Month, so maybe that ties in. I don't know.
Well, I know the women have been dogging me for years. So.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the chinch bugs. Here's
the thing. You're going out, you're coming home from work, whatever, and you notice a brown spot in the lawn. You think, the lawn's dry. It hasn't been watered in a couple of days. Mm-hmm. You need to go out there and take a look at it, because now that it's heating up, these chinch bugs are going to start getting real, real active, and they will do catastrophic damage relatively quick in your lawn before you realize it's happening. The main thing we want to do is, if you can creep up on the spot without casting your shadow over it, you may be able to kneel down and actually watch the chinch bug go up and down the blade. I'm kind of silly like that. I will stare at a lawn for 15 minutes, but that's what I do.
Yep.
But basically what you're looking for is a black bug. He's going to be about a little bit wider than an ant, but about the same size. And he's going to have a black X on his back. And that's the adult chinch bug. If you dig down in the edge of that damaged area, you may find little orange bugs down in there, which is the nymphs. That's, the babies for the chinch bugs. But if it's drought in a St. Augustine lawn, you're going to see that blade of grass actually close up right down the spine and fold up like a book. And that means that you've got a drought situation. You need to check the irrigation, see why that spot's not getting the adequate water that it needs. But if it's not folded up and all the grass around it looks good, the good chance you got chinch bugs, you need to get busy on it, because they're going to keep multiplying, keep feeding, and they're going to do some damage real quick to your lawn.
All right. So I've kneeled down. Now, casting the shadow, that's kind of interesting. They see the shadow, they run?
Yep, they figure something's coming in there, and they want to get down into the sheath of that grass blade or down underneath the runners if they can, and hide from anything that may be wanting to come in and eat them.
So you want to do it at noon or midnight?
Right. There you go. That would be your way, Rick.
All right. So now that was Steve, but that's all right. Now, how do we get rid of them? We look into the lawn. We see the little bugs. You don't step on them. That's not going to work. How do we get rid of them?
Well, stepping on technically would work, but you're going to have to do a lot of stepping. But it's not that hard, really. I mean, there's a handful of different products out there that'll do a good job. You can go buy the chinch bug killer at the big box stores, but it comes down to how much active ingredient you're putting down. Feel free to take a moment and look at the label. It's right there staring you in the face. It's law. It's got to be there. chances are it's going to be 0.000034% active ingredient. You're better off treating it with the dog.
I hear you. All right, so don't cast a shadow. Kneel down, look for the little bugs, and stomp. That's it.
And
visit
a reputable dealer.
As we all know, I prefer to shop at John Deere Landscapes. You can take some pictures and a little bit of damage in there, and they can identify it. And there's a handful of products that in different price ranges and how long the residuals are and things like that with them that you can put out that will definitely handle the situation.
All right. Well, I'm glad you didn't give us any weird chemical names today, because I have a hard time spelling those big things. I know that johndeerelandscapes.com is the place to go, and they'll help you out with all the information that you need. Cool beans.
Yes. All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
You bet. Well, when we return, you need to pre-qualify for your first home. We'll tell you more after the break. And celebrating Women's History Month, did you know that in 1900, 19% of the women held jobs? Now, 60%.
Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ladies.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong. Ain't got no home. I know ladies wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. We're just having more fun than we're possibly allowed to have. And I also have a little message for you, a little lifestyle change message. If it's not a lifestyle change, maybe it'll be an address change. If you are a first-time homebuyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and receive big discounts from the banks and other approved lenders. REACH counselors say this is the time to start the journey to home ownership. Call them at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that helps you deal with any negative credit issues you may or may not have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. We also provide free foreclosure and modification counseling. Keyword in that is free. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and finance companies every day. They know what the banks want before they ask, because REACH works with HUD, FHA, and government agencies every day, and those are the folks that make the rules. For more information about how you may receive the benefits, call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember, press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, let's check in with Steve Cody.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm good.
Are you ready to put an end to this?
I have one quick anecdote for you.
All right, go for it.
A few weeks ago, our illustrious leader told me to go to the first-time home buyers class.
Right.
6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was...
6 hours.
I'll tell you what, it was fast-moving, it was fun, I met a bunch of nice people, and the catered lunch was awesome.
That's how it works.
So I didn't regret it for a moment.
Really?
So it's worth doing.
All right. Well, dare me to come to one.
I dare you.
All right. Why did I say that? All right. Listen here. ABC News claims that Freddie and Fannie are risking a bailout. And CNBC says Freddie and Fannie need another bailout. And CFO Magazine says the dark days are ahead for Fannie and Freddie. In a report released last Wednesday, the Federal Housing Finance agency office inspector general, that guy, said there are several red flags that may be suggesting that Freddie and Fannie are heading out the door.
I wish we had time to talk about it because I think they're taking preemptive steps now to prevent this from happening. They were in trouble during the big recession in 06 and 07, but they're taking steps in advance in order to cover themselves so that this does not happen. We could do a whole hour on this, but we're about out of time.
Well, I predict interest rates are going to go up, and when that happens, the house payment goes up.
Hopefully slowly.
Well,
you do want property to appreciate.
Right.
But if it goes too fast, you end up with what we had.
Well, my point,
bubble and it bursts.
My point being is, like we've said earlier in the show, now is the time to buy a home.
They're not going to go down.
No, that's absolutely right. What are we, 3.5, 4% now is where we're sitting?
Mm-hmm.
That makes that monthly payment a lot cheaper than the rent.
And a 3% down payment.
Right. Oh, that's right. They're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. Folks, that's about all the time left to us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. A special shout out to all the future home buyers. This is your year. Take hold of the moment. Don't miss out. Reach out. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are, and you can take a look at our Home of the Week. Next week, Brian Price is here with free tickets to the Shriners Circus. That's coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We'll see you next Saturday, live, noon to 1, right here. Bye.
Ain't got no home, I know play to roam. Ain't got no home, I know face to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got